Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each and everyone tonight. We give everyone a warm welcome in their service in the name of the Lord. Let's sing this song tonight. Jesus came along and he touched me. Praise God. I'm glad today he touched me. Are you glad when he touched you?
Yeah.
Praise God. Let's sing this before we turn to the word of the Lord.
Jesus came along and he touched me.
Listening to glory tapes. Praise God. I was going round the table in the kitchen this morning, running around singing them.
Amen.
That's true. It's not a story.
The glory
meetings.
Amen.
Boys, we need them.
Brilliant.
We need the glory meetings. I'm telling you, we'll get you to feel good. Praise God. If you come in down tonight, I want you to go out up.
Glory.
Glory. Let's sing this, when his wounded hand touched mine. Praise God, praise God.
His wounded hand touched mine. When his wounded hand touched mine, Jesus set me free for all eternity.
Touch mine, when his wounded hand.
eyes this evening. Praise God. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you that this is a privilege which we have as the people of God. That we can come boldly from thy footstool into thy very throne room and into thy very presence because of the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Father, this evening we would say with the one that penned it, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Father, we're coming to you tonight by faith.
Amen.
We're coming to you pleading the merits of the precious blood of the Lamb of God tonight. We're asking for that precious blood to cover every one of us in this house, to cover all that's near and dear to us tonight. May you cover us with the blood of Jesus Christ the Christ. May you stretch over us tonight the border of thy garment, we pray. O Lord, be our dear kinsman this evening in this house. Speak to our hearts, O God. Speak to us from your word. Touch our hearts afresh. Renew our strength, Lord. Renew our hope, Lord. For our help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Lord, we can say with the psalmist, I will look unto the hills when whence cometh my help. For my help cometh from the Lord. Father, this evening, bless thy own word. Let thy own word come forth in power and authority tonight. Drive back the forces of the devil. In the name of Jesus. And oh God, give thyself all the praise and all the glory. Lord, we come against every demonic force, every spirit of wickedness in high places. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight. We ask for the Holy Spirit to help us. We ask for the Holy Spirit to move us. We ask for the Holy Spirit to move in every seat and every heart in this room this evening. We ask the Holy Spirit to have his way this evening, we pray. Oh Lord, that thou would convert men and women, that thou would heal men and women, that thou would fill men and women, that thou would give hope to thy own people of the soon coming of the Lord, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. We thank you for it this evening, Lord. I take the promised Holy Ghost to help me. I need your help, Lord. I want your help, but I take it by faith in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. And I thank you, the God of Daniel is still alive.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Shake hands with everybody beside you. Say the Lord's still moving. Praise God. Isn't the Lord good?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Aren't you glad you're saved?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's turn to the Word of God tonight till John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. I've preached this, read it before many times, but I'm going to do it again.
Amen.
There's one thing you could tell a story about different things, and it wouldn't mean much. But the story of the cross is new every time.
Amen.
It can never be overtold.
Amen.
Tell me the old story,
yes,
for it is ever new.
Amen.
Verse 12 of John tonight, chapter 1. But as many as received him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
Amen.
You may be seated. Praise God. And I want to talk to you about God's plan of salvation. And God has a plan of salvation. He's a plan for healing. He's a plan for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But he has a plan for salvation. Now God now offers salvation to us. Not through any religion. Not through any good works. Not through joining a church. Not through joining a system. But God offers salvation to us through one person. That is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no salvation in any other man. There is no salvation in any other place. There's no salvation in a building. There's no salvation in a picture. But there is salvation in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For it is in the person of Christ we're saved. It is through the person of Christ we're saved. And his precious blood, we heard this morning, cleanses us from all sin. Through faith in Jesus Christ. In order to be saved, we must acknowledge our sins and we must repent.
Amen.
We can never be saved if we don't realize we're sinners. But the word of God's clear. All of us have sinned. All of us have come short of the glory of God. There's no man you can look at to help you in any way that would be superior to you, even if he's a minister or a pastor or a prophet or an evangelist or a preacher. He's no better than you.
Right.
He had to be saved.
Amen.
Just the way you need to be saved. All of us are sinners. We were born sinners. We come into this world sinners. Telling lies. We never needed to be taught how to be liars. We were able to do it. For it was in our nature. Because our nature was a fallen nature. Because Adam disobeyed God. And the whole of creation, as far as man and women went, fell. And even the thorns and thistles, God cursed them. God cursed this earth. And God said, thorns and thistles shall it bring forth from this day forward. There never was a thorn, there never was a thistle to man disobeyed God. The word of God's clear, it says, sin came by one man. Not one man was Adam. But there was another Adam. The word of God calls him the Lord from heaven. The Lord Jesus Christ was the second Adam, if you like. He came from glory. He knew no sin and he had no sin. And he's the only one conceived. We must repent. Let us turn from the sin. We must believe that Christ died for us and rose again. We must receive the risen Christ by faith as our own personal Savior. God has no grandchildren. We must know Jesus personally.
Amen.
The Lord wants to come to you as an individual, brother, sister, man or woman. You have to know Jesus Christ, your own self. I can know him. I believe I do know him. But you have to know him. He has to be your Lord. He has to be your Savior. You have to come to know him. You have to come to accept him. And if you open your heart by faith, he'll come in. He'll come in today. He'll come in to stay. He's not a disappointment. He's precious. The word of God calls him precious. He is as a precious jewel, is the Lord. He'll change you from top to toe. He'll rebirth you. From the inside to the outside, the Lord will transform your life. He'll lift your heavy burdens. And he'll give you power because our reading tells us if you receive him, you receive power.
Amen.
When you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, there is an instant transfer of power.
Amen.
Just like if you became a millionaire in the morning, money would have to be transferred to your account. The money would be transferred to your account. You'd look into your account, you'd be a millionaire. I want to tell you this evening, when you receive Jesus Christ personally in your heart, in your life, you receive the power of that name. There's power in that name tonight. There's no name can be compared to the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I have to be honest with you, I feel terrible at times. I feel down, all sorts of emotions and everything, but when I get up here and start to preach, I feel great. But it's not always like that, I can assure you. It's the Lord that does it. I tell you, he's able. To as many as received him, to them give me power. You receive him as Lord. After we've received Christ in this way, he dwells continually in our hearts. I want to say to you that are saved, even on the days when we don't feel saved, when we feel alone, the Lord is still with us. Even in the times you might feel it giving up, you might feel it quitting, the Lord's still with you.
Amen.
Jesus has given us a promise that he will never leave us, that he'll never forsake us, that he'll always be with us. When the Lord comes into your heart, he comes in to stay.
Amen.
Oh, thank God tonight, he'll never leave. He dwells continually in our hearts by faith, and he gives us eternal life and power to lead a life of righteousness and victory over sin. You say, Brother Tom, but I couldn't do it. I know Brother Tom couldn't do it either. But when you receive this name, you receive power. That power gives you an ability to do it. You cannot do it yourself, but it is the power of that name that you receive that gives you the power to do it. He'll give you the power to overcome in your life. He'll give you the power to get up in the morning and say, Lord, you saved me yesterday and you're still my Savior today. You helped me yesterday, Lord, and you're going to help me today. Daniel said, I believe God can do it. But even if God doesn't do it, I'm still believing. I'll not bow. Daniel never gave up. He never got up in spite of being faced with the lion's den. In spite of being faced, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego as well, the fiery furnace. All of them were faced with circumstances beyond their control. They were faced with circumstances that in the natural eye seemed absolutely beyond them. But they had someone that was with them. They had someone that was near them. That was the Savior. The Son of Man. And you know he came down in the burning fiery furnace and he saved Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What did they do to get saved? Nothing. Their very hands were tied. You could be in a situation tonight, hear this preacher this evening, and feeling inspired. You could be in a situation that your hands is tied. And it seems absolutely impossible for your circumstances to change. Your hands could be tied concerning it. But I want you to know this evening that the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is still alive and he's still well. And he goes further. He says, I'm the same yesterday. I'm the same today. I'll be the same forever. He loosed the bonds. He loosed the bonds. He loosed them and they come out of the fiery furnace. And the old king said, come hither, servants of the Most High God. God changed that king's mind. A king that raged, that was a heathen, that didn't believe in God. You saw the outcome of Nebuchadnezzar. He became a believer. Amen. If God can do that to a man like that, God can do anything for me and you. Amen. Even if you seem tired and there's nothing you can do, I want you not even to try and do a thing about it. Don't try to do anything. Just praise the Lord and he'll do it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord and he'll do it. Daniel never tried to do anything, you know, no, nothing fancy as a man says. He just believed the Lord and God done it. Amen. Hallelujah. And I tell you, when you believe the Lord, he'll do it. And who is there like the Lord? There's nobody like the Lord. There's no one can be compared to our Lord Jesus. He's the man that walked on the water. He's a man that fed 5,000 with a boy's lunch and 7,000 in another parable. This is the Lord. He's a man that went by the Gadarenes, the tomb, the place of the man of the Gadarenes, and he dwelt amongst the tombs and he was naked. He was a madman. They bound him with chains, they bound him with fetters, and he broke them. He was possessed with demons, a legion of demons. Nobody could help him. But when Jesus passed by that way, something happened. When the Lord passes by, something always happens. He can change a drunkard and make him sober. He can take a prostitute in the streets and make her a real lady. The Lord's able to do that because he's never changed. There's power in his name tonight. Now first I want you to see, receive salvation. When would you want to receive it? The Bible says today. Don't put your salvation off for another day. When should you seek salvation? You need to seek salvation straight away. The Word of God says in Proverbs 27, 1-2, you hear this. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Let not another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 says, for he saith, I have heard of thee in a time accepted, and in a day of salvation I have succored thee. Behold, now is the time, the accepted time, behold, now is the day of salvation. Don't put salvation off till another day. If you're not saved, get saved today. If you don't know the Lord today. Call upon the Lord today. I've read you in our opening scripture, when you call upon the name of the Lord, when you receive that name by faith, just as a wee child, there's a power will come into you with that name. Amen.
Amen. That power will change your life. The Word of God says you'll be a new creature. Amen. Old things will pass away, and behold, all things will become new. But you need to do it today. Amen. Don't put it off for another day. Can we save ourselves? Many people think that. As many people think today they can save themselves. I know people and they do great things, and there's maybe nothing wrong with the things they're doing to save themselves. But I want you to know tonight you cannot save yourself. I want to read you Ephesians 2 verse 8 to 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that none of yourselves. It is the gift of God. A gift. You don't work for a gift. You don't pay for a gift. If I give you a gift, it's yours. It's yours for free. It's yours now. It's yours for tomorrow. It's yours forever. It's a free gift. It's your gift. You can do whatever you want with that gift. And you can receive salvation as a free gift from God. God is saying, my son died for you. I give him as a gift to you. God gave his only begotten son as a gift. Why, brother? Because of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 17. For God sent not a Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God's not willing that any perishes. The fact, brother, that you have a desire to pray for people, that to see people saved, the Lord give you that. Amen. You never give yourself it. It is the Spirit of God that's putting that on you, to have that desire, to have that feeling. That's the Spirit of the Lord. You should praise God if you feel like that. That's the Holy Spirit. The bride of Jesus Christ should have that. Amen. The bride should have the feeling that she wants to see others saved. Yes. Because the love of God should be in the bride of Jesus Christ. If she's going to be Mrs. Jesus, then she has to be like him. Amen. It's a free gift. None of works, lest any man should boast. Titus 3 verse 5 tells us. Not by works of righteousness which we have done. I tell you, I know people and they help their neighbor, and that's good. I'm all for that. And they do so many great things, and they say to me, look what I've done this and I've done that, and that's all wonderful and that's all good, but it still won't save nobody. It'll help somebody if you give them a bag of blocks and it's cold, it'll warm them, it'll help them. That's a good thing to do it. But if you're doing it to get saved, if you're doing it to enter heaven, it's a broken stick. It's a stick that's no use for you. Because the rest of this verse says, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. It's the Lord that saves us by the washing of the water of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. It's God's Holy Spirit coming into us that changes us. And we cannot do it of ourselves. Can we even be saved by keeping the law? Now, I know people, there's people keep the law. And it's good to keep the law. There's so many things in the law that's good. But here's one thing about keeping the law. If I said to everyone in this room, I'll give you one of the laws and I want you to keep them, you could break it. You could break it within the first year, the first month. Then you'd be lost. But we're not saved by keeping the law. Amen. Jesus Christ, the Bible says no man could keep the law, but Jesus did. Yes. He actually fulfilled it. He exonerated it. And you see, because no man could do it, Jesus came and he said, showed us I'm able to do it. So he took our place. So because Tommy McKinstry can't do it, or some other man can't do it, Jesus was able to do it. And because he's able to do it, and I know I can't do it, I'm putting my trust in him. And I'm saying, Lord, I'm a failure, but you're my hope. You're my way out. I'm trusting in you, Lord. And he says, there you are, it's a free gift to you. Take my righteousness. I'm giving it to you. Romans 4 tells us that. We can't be saved by keeping the law. Romans 3 verse 20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall be no flesh justified in the sight of God. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. You see, the law is a schoolmaster. We can use the law. The law shows us, don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't do these things. The law tells us them things. It pricks our conscience. It brings us. But then, if we're just left with the law, we're still not saved. The law points us on to something further if we follow it. That's the Lord Jesus. He's our Savior. Now there's two things we must do if we desire God's mercy. And Proverbs tells us those two things. Proverbs 28 verse 13, two things. If we desire God's mercy, you can mark these down. Proverbs 28:13. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them, them shall have mercy. So God does not want us to cover our sins, but God wants us to confess our sins. Now you could confess your sins to Brother Tom and that wouldn't do you any good, and it definitely wouldn't do me any good. I'd be thinking about it for days. It would do me more harm than good, because I'm just a man. I couldn't cope with it. But you confess your sins to the high priest, and God has a provided high priest, and that provided high priest is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's been set up, he's equipped, being God in flesh, to hear our sins. And we go to him and we confess our sins to him, and the Bible says he's faithful and he's just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So God doesn't want us to hide our sins. If we know we've done a sin, we need to go away and bow down before the Lord and say, Lord, I've sinned. And tell the Lord your sins. And he's going to know anyhow, because he can see everything. Amen. And acknowledge you're a sinner and forsake them. Turn away from your sin. The roundabout, it's called. Don't do it no more. If you smoked, smoke no more. If you took bad drink, don't take bad drink no more. Take a drink of the living water. Amen. Forsake your sins.
Yes.
And turn to the Lord with all your heart. Yes. And you'll receive. The word of God says he'll have mercy on you. Yes. Praise God. If we confess our sins, there's two things God's promised to do for us in the first epistle of John chapter 1 verse 9. And it says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. He'll forgive us if we confess them. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So when we confess our sins, the Lord will forgive us, number one. Number two, he'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Ain't that wonderful? That means when the Lord looks at you, he doesn't see you no more like you even see yourself. He sees you as righteous. Amen. He sees you as righteous. Because it's the righteousness of Jesus Christ you're receiving. And even us that see him, we can still commit sin. Some Christians think they can't sin. Well, they're wrong. Even because you're saved doesn't mean you can't sin. That's wrong. You can sin even if you're saved. You can do things as a Christian you shouldn't do. And many a time perhaps some of us have, but there's still mercy with the Lord. It doesn't mean we're not saved. It doesn't mean we're lost, we're cast off. The Bible says he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Thank God for that tonight. You know, God has a remedy to cleanse the sins from our heart. And our heart needs to be cleansed. In the first epistle of John chapter 1 verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Do you see the preciousness of the blood? The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. If any man tells you there's another source to be cleansed from sin, he's a liar.
Amen.
This is God's provided way.
Amen.
Jesus Christ and his blood is God's provided way to cleanse sins. There's no other provided way to cleanse sins. The blood of Jesus Christ is God's only way to cleanse sins, but it's enough.
Yes.
He doesn't need another way.
Amen.
Praise God for it. If we really desire to be saved, there's two things we have to do. If we really desire to be saved, there's two things. Romans 10 verse 9 and 10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thy heart. Number one, believe in your heart. The first thing you need to do if you really want to be saved, you need to believe in your heart. You need to believe in your heart on the Lord. Just if you go to the switch, and it's only an example, if you get into your house and the room's dark and you know there's a switch in the wall, and as soon as you put it on, you have confidence, faith, call it what you want. When you put the switch on, it'll light up. When you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, something's going to happen. It's like that switch. Something will light up inside you. It's the glorious light of the gospel.
Amen.
Praise God. Number one, believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, and I shall be saved. Verse 10. For the heart man believeth on the righteousness, and with, number two, the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So the Lord wants you, number one, to believe in your heart, and number two, he wants you to confess with your mouth. When you get saved, tell somebody. Amen. Tell somebody you're saved. Sometimes it's hard, you know. Everybody's not the same. Some people, the way they're made, they can shout and roar, and I'm one of them people, I suppose, and just blabber and all that. But some people's not like that. Some people's reserved. But that's all right. But even if you're reserved, the Lord can give you the confidence.
Yes.
And you can say to somebody, I got saved. Amen. And you can confess it to somebody. Praise God. Confess you're saved. Jesus Christ will not reject nobody. He'll take everybody. John 6:37 says this. All the Father hath given me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. The Lord will take everybody.
Amen.
Don't you think there's, well, God can't save that woman or that man. God can.
Amen.
He can reach farther than you think.
Amen.
He can reach lower than you think and higher. Because he's Almighty God.
Amen.
He can reach anybody.
Amen.
Paul the Apostle held the coat of those that stoned Stephen, you know. Paul the Apostle wasn't a good fellow. But God saved him.
Amen.
God saved him. And the Bible calls him the chief apostle. And the Lord done mighty, mighty special miracles through the hands of Paul. The Bible says that. And God saved Paul. And Paul said, of sinners whom I was the chief. And God was able to save him. God can save anybody. Praise God. I thank God for that tonight. If we open our hearts to receive Christ, what promise has he given us? Revelation 3 verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door. That's your heart. And knock. If anybody hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. The Lord has given the promise that if you come to him and you open the door of your heart and call on his name, he will come in. He'll not fail. He'll not fail to do it. He'll come. And he'll not just come, but he'll come in communion. And he'll come in fellowship with you. Thus the Lord loves you tonight. Think of our first scripture in John chapter 1 verse 12. When we receive Christ, what does he give us? Power to become sons of God. Power. When we become sons of God, what experience do we have as a result? There's an experience we have in John chapter 1 verse 13. Which is born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. When you get this experience, you're born of God. You were born once from your mother, and you know you were born. You came here by a birth. But there's another birth. The Bible calls it the new birth. It's called the born again experience. Jesus preached about it in John chapter 3 to Nicodemus. Nicodemus said, me being old, shall I enter the second time into my mother's womb? And Jesus said, that which is born in the flesh is flesh. But Nicodemus, you must be born again. Except the man's born again, he can't see the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And when Christ comes into you, you're born of God.
Amen.
You're not born of your mother and father, but you're born of your Father in heaven, God Almighty.
Mm.
Born again from God above.
Yes.
And now, how could God have you that you're born? You can't be born twice. You think your first birth, when you were born of your mother, you were born once. You never could be born twice to your mother. And when you're born of God, the Spirit of God, you couldn't be born twice of the Spirit of God. That's false teaching. You could only be born once from God. Just like you were born once from your mother, you're born once from God. And you'll never be born again if you're born again once. And just like you were naturally born of your mother once, you're born of God once.
Amen.
And once you're born of God once, you're always a son or a daughter of your mother. Even if you fell out and even if things happen, you're still her child. And she's still your mother. And so is it with God. He's always your father, no matter what happens. because if you're born of him, he remains your father. I want to say to the backslidden tonight, if there's any listening in, God still owns you. God still loves you. You're still his child. Even you can go as far as you want away, but the Lord's love is still tender towards you, and the Lord still loves you. Because once you're born of God, you're always a child of God. Nothing can change it. That's a fact of the Word of God. When we receive Christ, what did he do for us? Romans 6 and 23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Eternal. So when you receive Christ, you receive eternal life. That's a life that's unending. That doesn't matter if you live to your 50 or 100. It's eternal life. A life that goes beyond this life. Aren't you glad tonight all of us have loved ones that went on, but they're with the Lord and they're saved? We're in the presence of the Lord, which Paul says is far better. Amen. And we're going to meet with them again. There's going to be a resurrection. There's going to be a catching away, or as many Bible scholars call it, the rapture of the church. And we're going to go to be with the Lord. And we're going to meet our loved ones, and we're going to get a body change. We're going to be turned back to young men and young women. I love that song, Changed in a Moment. That doesn't say gone, but changed in a moment. But it's a great wee song, Changed in a Moment. The Lord's going to change us. Why? Because the Corinthians tells us this corruptible must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality. Then she be brought to pass the saying, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Swallowed up at Calvary. Amen. Jesus dealt with it and he defeated it. We can know of a surety we have eternal life. God gives record of that fact. We can know of a surety. I want you to know of a surety tonight. There's many Christians doubt their salvation. I put a lot of it down to false preaching. I put a lot of it down to what I call the ladder preachers. What's a ladder preacher, Brother Tom? That's a preacher that's always taking you up a ladder.
Yes. Amen.
How high is he on it himself?
Yes.
That's my question. I want to tell you, there's no man higher than another man. The Word of God says, let him that standeth take heed lest he falls.
Amen.
I want to tell you, God's instructions are simple, they're plain, and they're sure, and they're steadfast.
Yes.
And they never change.
Right.
And if you do what God's Word says, God will do what it says. Let me put it to you like this. God is what he says he is. And you are what God says you are. And if you call upon the name of the Lord, the Bible says you'll be saved. So you're saved. But let me even make it more clear, this fact. 1 John, the first epistle of John, chapter 5, verse 11 and 13. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. You can't put nobody else in this verse. Nobody. It's in his Son. Praise God. He that hath the Son of life, but he that hath not the Son of God, hath not life. These things have I written unto you that you believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. So when you accept Jesus Christ and you believe on the name of the Son of God, our first reading of Scripture in John chapter 1 says you receive power, and this reading of Scripture says you receive eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ, nowhere else. Amen. God doesn't want people to join something. He wants them to be born again. Joining won't do it, but being born again will do it. You're born into the mystical body of Jesus Christ. You don't join church, you're born into a church. Now, I'm not talking about a natural church. Certainly you can go to church as a, we believe that. But I'm talking about the mystical body of Jesus Christ. There's real Christians all over the world tonight. They're not all just in this room, we're just a few people. There's Christians everywhere. There's real Christians everywhere. There's eagles everywhere. God's eagles. And they've accepted Christ and they're saved. And the Lord's coming for them. And the Word of God says he's coming very soon. Now listen to this. You can mark this down. Salvation gives power to overcome the world and the devil. That's what salvation does. People say, oh brother, we want to see the power of God. Preach the gospel and you'll see it. Brother, we never see the power of God as the gospel preached. If the gospel's preached, you're seeing the power of God. If you're not, that's the word of God. The Bible says the foolishness of the preaching of the gospel saved. God was pleased to save people through the foolishness of preaching the gospel. Paul said it is the power of God on the salvation. It's the greatest thing you can see. The greatest thing is not a man that's blind receiving his eyesight. That's wonderful. Or a man that's deaf. That's wonderful. But that's not the greatest thing. The greatest thing is a man and a woman that's dead in sin that gets saved and born again. That's the greatest miracle. That's the miracle that every preacher should strive to see. That's the miracle that Christ died on the cross for. All the healings and all these things are benefactors of that. But that's the main reason that Christ came into the world to save sinners. And that's the main deal we're here. We should want to see people see him. We should have a heart for others to see them saved, to spread the good news. Jesus said, go and tell the whole world.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Go into all the world and preach the gospel.
Amen.
After we receive Christ who lives in our heart by faith, Galatians 3 and 20 tells us, now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one.
Yes.
Ephesians 3 verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye be rooted and grounded in love. So Christ dwells in your heart by faith. You say, but Tom, there's some days I don't feel him. He's still there. You can't go on what you feel. You have to go on what the Word of God says. Remember, the Word of God can't feel. My words can feel. Look at William Branham. William Branham, we absolutely believe, was a prophet sent from God. But he said, my words would fail you, but his won't. That's what he said. He said, I'm just a man, but he's more than a man. And my words could fail as a preacher, but his word won't. It goes further than that. The heavens shall pass away. The earth shall pass away. But the word of God shall never pass away. Not one jot nor tittle till all be fulfilled.
Amen.
Jeremiah says that God watches over his word to perform it and bring it to pass. God keeps an eye on his own word. Isn't that wonderful? Now if that word's in you, God's watching you.
Amen.
God's keeping an eye on you. Did you ever think of that? You think someday, right, working for yourself and you feel all alone. Who ever found a God? Well, the Lord's with you. Maybe you're in a house and you're the only one saved. The Lord's with you. The Lord's with you. The Lord's with you in your heart. The Lord's with you. I'll guarantee if you'll take a moment, I don't care where you are, hear me this evening, if you'll be sincere wherever you are by yourself and sincerely pray and ask God just to give you something to give you assurance, I believe in doing it. I believe in doing it. I can write a book about it, the times he's done it, when I've asked the Lord just to do something, and I'll come into church, maybe a sister will pray or a brother, or the brother will sing something, and it's just God just speaks right back. Through a song or through a prayer or the word said, something.
Yes.
And God just confirms to you over and over that he loves you. Amen. And the Lord does love you.
Amen.
The Bible says he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Think of it tonight. You know, I have brothers. I appreciate all my brothers. I would say I'm close with most of them. But you think of the Lord Jesus, he's even closer than your closest brother.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful? You think your husband or your wife tonight, you love them dearly, but the Lord loves you even more.
Yeah.
Amen. Far beyond even this human love, God loves us as agape love. Godly love. That's how much the Lord loves us tonight. What are we able to do through the strength Christ gives us? Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. It's the Lord that will give you strength at your work. It's the Lord that will give you strength in your marriage. It's the Lord that will give you confidence when you meet your fellow man and your fellow woman. It's the Lord that gives you strength. Maybe you're sitting here tonight and you physically need strength. I believe the Spirit of God can give you that strength supernaturally.
Amen.
Just like the Lord's Word says he can give you strength in a spiritual way. If you need physical strength, the Lord can give you physical strength. God's able to do it. You tell the Lord what you have need of. And I believe the Lord will do it for you. Praise his name.
Amen.
If we confess Christ before men, what will he do for us in John 10:32? Whosoever there shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father in heaven. So Jesus Christ will say to the Father in heaven, did you hear that? Elijah told somebody about me, and now I'm telling you about Elijah. Not wonderful.
God bless you, brother.
Amen. The Lord will confess you in heaven. Don't worry about getting talked about down here. You want to get talked about in heaven.
Yes,
glory to God.
Amen.
You want to have the Jesus talking about you.
Yes,
and I'll tell you, how are you going to get Jesus to talk about you? Talk about him.
Amen.
You talk about him here, he'll talk about you over there.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Somebody was talking about me this morning. Who was it? The Lord. And that's some conversation. But it's real. Oh, glory to God.
Glory. Amen.
I want the Lord to talk about me. Do you want him to talk about you?
Amen.
There's a whole lot of people I don't want talking about me. But I want the Lord to talk about me. And if others want to talk, that's up to them. Amen.
Glory.
Praise God. Let your testimony be positive. The fellow said to William Branham, he says, I'll tell you what, we're drawing a circle around you and we're putting you out of it. Because he said he wasn't Trinity and he wasn't oneness. He said he didn't belong to any of them. He didn't believe in segregation. Well, they believe that and I won't go near them. They believe that and I won't go near them. And because he wouldn't take sides with either, he said, I love you both. They said, we're putting you out. And he says, well, I'm drawing another circle. And the fellow says, why are you drawing a circle? He says, because I'm going to bring you back into it.
Yes.
Amen. Even if you put me out, I'll still love you. And I'll bring you back in. Amen. We should love people even when they disagree with us. Everybody doesn't have to agree with me. I could have someone that I'm wrong on. So could have you, by the way. Always think of it two roads. It's not right. But this Bible's right. The Word of God's right. God's Word's always right. Amen. You know, William Branham made a tremendous statement that you don't hear mentioned much. He said, I'd rather have a man with the wrong doctrine and the right spirit as a man with the right doctrine and the wrong spirit. When you meet people that are so dogmatic, cut your throat nearly. You know? But we don't want a spirit like that. Amen. That's one thing I have to say about my father-in-law. Me and him can talk about anything. And even if we don't disagree, it's still the same atmosphere. We never fall out. It's always sweet. And I appreciate that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But there's some people you don't agree with them. Whew, you're out, you're gone. It's an anchor charge. Thank the Lord, there's mercy. Amen. Praise God. Look, and we know if we deny him, what happens to us in Matthew 10:33? But whosoever shall deny me before man, him will I deny before my Father in heaven. And I tell you, them disciples denied him, but they had a conversion. Amen. They had a conversion. Jesus knew they were going to do it, and he prayed for them. He said, I have prayed for you, Peter. Satan's desire to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you. They denied the Lord 3 times. And the cock crowed. And the Lord still loved them. I'll tell you, the Lord will give them fellas the chance. He's going to give you and me a chance.
That's right.
Amen. Don't ever think the Lord's left you. Don't ever think there's no more chance for you. I know people, they think there's no more chance. There's always a chance for the Lord. A brother read the scripture a few weeks ago. His mercy endures forever.
Amen.
So there's always a chance. Thank God it's more than a chance. It's a hope.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. What kind of person is able to overcome the world and temptation? 1st Epistle of John 5, verse 4 and 5. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. When you're born of God, there's something in you. Because remember, first reading, you've received power now. So when you're born of God, you say, brother, I'm praying the Lord to give me power. I thought you had the power.
Amen.
You have power.
That's right.
Amen. Exercise the faith you have.
Amen.
Brother, how will I get this muscle bigger? Train it. And see, when you train it, rest it and feed it. Plenty of protein. And the next time you train it, it's bigger. And it'll get as big as you want it to get. Amen. Now think Joseph Smith, now the real Joseph Smith, the Pentecostal Joseph Smith. I have to say that in case somebody thinks of the other Smith. Old Brother Smith said one time, he says, "Lord, give us a gallon to bring us up to empty." He said the clock was an empty. Or the fuel gauge, give us a gallon to bring us up to empty. Amen. No matter how low you feel tonight, God can give you more. That's one thing about the Lord. You'd say, "Brother, my strength doesn't feel great tonight." But praise God, sister, God can give you strength, really physical strength.
Amen. That's right.
Without ever training or anything, there's a supernatural presence of the Lord.
Amen.
God can give you strength.
Yes, only one
that can. Right. Now I told you about Samson. Samson wasn't like Daniel, and Samson wasn't like Elijah. Samson worked the miracle because he tore the land in pieces with his own hands. God used Samson physically to do it. Not the same way as Daniel and Elijah, but Samson done it. But the power of God let him do it.
Amen.
He felt the presence of God come on him. The power of God, the anointing of God, he was able to do it. The Bible says that if the same Spirit raised Christ from the dead, dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal body.
Amen.
I believe, I know we don't go on feelings, but you can feel the presence of the Lord.
Yes,
and there's nothing feels like it.
Amen.
It feels wonderful.
Amen.
Thank God for it.
Amen.
And I believe God lets us feel his presence just to help us sometimes. Praise God, it feels good anyhow.
Amen.
What kind of person's able to come? Them that's born of God. Verse 5. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? So if you believe Jesus is the Son of God, you will overcome the world.
Amen.
You say, "Brother, how am I going to overcome?" Believe Jesus, Son of God.
Amen.
It's simple, isn't it? But it's a profound word of God. Why are God's children able to overcome the world? I'm almost finished. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Ye are of God. Why? Because you took his name. You believed it by faith, so you're of God. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Amen.
So there's someone in you. Once you receive Christ, he's in you. And if Christ is in you, he's greater than anyone else in the whole world. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord's greater than anyone else. So greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Therefore, you can overcome the world because he's in you. How did he get in me, brother? I invited him. I opened the door of my heart and I said, "Come in, Lord Jesus. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me." And he washed me by faith in the precious blood of the Lamb. He came in and he came in to stay. Because the Bible says he communes with us. We abide in him and he abides in us. We can do works. Now here's my last thought as I come to close. Two things God's people use to overcome the devil. Two things, we know what they are. Revelation 12 verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. You see why the devil wants to do away with it. Do you see why the great men of God preach so much about the blood of Jesus? Why Spurgeon said, If you ever hear a man who never preaches the blood, don't go to hear him twice. Once would be more than enough. Amen? And William Branham made such a big thing about how Christ was born. Why? Because he wanted to show you that the blood wasn't ordinary blood. It was God's blood. Supernatural blood. How do you know the father of a child? Do a DNA test in his dad. If there's three men suspected, do a DNA test. How do you do it? Take the blood. You take the blood and you'll prove who the father is. And I tell you, when we want him to be our father, and we want his DNA, don't we? The Holy Spirit. The life of the blood, the DNA of God in us. How? Because we're born again of the Spirit of Almighty God. Born from above, from out of the dove, from the heavenlies. Eagle seats of God arise and be set free. Praise God, overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. How would I get a testimony? When you believe in the Lord, you've got a testimony. You're saved. That's your testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Revelation 21 verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Amen? We have a Father tonight in heaven. I'm going to say this again, just to get this over. You were born once from your parents, from your mother. Nothing can change it. And once you're born of God, nothing can change that. Isn't that something? If a man and woman's really born again, they'll never be lost. Never. They're saved for all time. And they're saved for all eternity. And the Lord's coming for you. They're marked. I heard a tremendous sermon. Reinhard Bonnke, he once preached it. He went somewhere to preach. It wasn't in Africa. It was somewhere else. I'm not sure where. And he started to preach about the blood. And then he stopped and he says, now if you hire an evangelist, you better expect this. Amen. How would he be an evangelist if he doesn't preach about the blood? And he took so many simple thoughts, but it was powerful. And he said, you're marked. And he says, out in Africa, he says, here's how I explain it simple. Out in Africa, when I preach about the blood, and in the Old Testament, the priest took him down and he marked his right ear with the blood. The thumb mark on the right ear. And everybody could see the mark of the blood physically on the ear. Now he says, when you receive the blood of Jesus Christ by faith, this is in Africa, but it's the same here. And you're going home tonight, perhaps you're going up a dark alley, or somewhere there's no lights, and there could be a demon sitting and waiting. He said the demon sees the blood in you. Not devil sees the mark of the blood of Jesus on you, and he has to stay back. He's afraid of the blood of Jesus. Demons and devils are afraid of the blood of Jesus. That's why they inspire people to preach doctrines against the blood. They're afraid of it. The Bible says the blood shall never lose its power. Hallelujah. Why don't you get the mark tonight? The mark of the blood of Jesus by faith. And tomorrow when you go out, the devil will know, here he's marked. He wasn't marked yesterday, but he's marked today. We better watch him or her. There's a mark on them.
Amen.
It's a mark of the blood of Jesus. Watch what you do, because they're the Lord's. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Let's stand our feet tonight. We're going to have time to have to sing a few glory choruses tonight, brother. Praise God. And the Lord good.
Amen.
Aren't you glad for the mark of the blood of Jesus? Praise God. It's good to preach doctrine and all them things I believe in, but you have to be honest, there's nothing like preaching the blood of Jesus. It does something for you. Do you know why? Because the devils go back. They're afraid of the blood of Jesus. The Bible says if they only had knew who he was, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. The bones of flesh encompassed him about. But he died on the cross alone. And God on the third day raised this same Jesus from the dead. Triumphant over death, hell and the grave. And he's a living Savior tonight. He's alive.
Amen.
He's alive. I want you in this service tonight to receive strength in your body.
Amen.
From the Lord. If you're not saved, you can be saved tonight. I'm not going to ask nobody to lift their hand or anything. You know yourself. If you've prayed and asked the Lord to save you, if you've never done it, I want you to do it while we're singing and praising the Lord tonight. You say, Lord, save me. Forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Savior. He'll come in. He'll come in to stay. He'll change you. He'll transform you. Listen, if somebody's listening in tonight, Jesus loves you. The devil's lying to you. Let the blood of Jesus mark you. Let the blood of the Lord come on you. And then the enemy will have to go back. When I see the blood, I'll pass over thee. Hallelujah, the token. The token, the token. The blood shall be to you a token. You'll apply the blood. And the death angel can't touch you because he'll see the blood.
Amen.
Apply the blood to the heart of your life tonight. When I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Amen.
Let's close our eyes this evening before Brother takes us into worship. Heavenly Father, this evening we thank you for the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Lord, we know the life is in the blood. Oh, what a life. What a life. The power of the Holy Ghost. The power of an endless life. Oh, we thank you this evening for that life. Life and life more abundantly. Let that power come upon your people tonight. Let it come upon my sister. In the name of Jesus Christ. The strength of Almighty God. Power of the Lord. Strengthen my sister, I pray this evening. Lord, I ask for the lady in this room this evening. I pray now in the name of Jesus Christ, she'll feel a physical strength coming into her body, coming over her, coming upon her. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight.
Hallelujah.
Father, touch my brother this evening. From the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, may he know the power of the blood of Jesus. Lord, if there's any that's on the side roads tonight, undecided, may the Holy Spirit give them the courage. Grant them the grace to come to you. Lord, you're the Lord of salvation. You promised you'll do it, it will only come. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Father, what a message. What the transforming power is the power of your word. Lord, this evening bless your children in this room. I pray for those, Lord, that want to do a work for you. May you bless them. May you strengthen them. May you open up for them. And lead them and guide them, I pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, for others this evening that's traveling away to preach, may you lead them. May you guide them. May you give them the messages from heaven.
Amen.
May you do your own people good tonight. Strengthen every brother, every sister in this room. Pray for every wee boy and every girl here, and that's not here, that's on all of our hearts. May the blood of Jesus cover them. Cover them with your blood, Lord. Save them and deliver them, we pray. Now, Lord, as we have come to worship you tonight, help us, Lord, to enter in the spirit of praise and adoration, to thank you and to praise you. May you water your word with the worship tonight in Jesus Christ's lovely name. Amen. Amen. God bless each one. God bless each one.